tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brotnex.
Hey, God bless you and greetings, and at all powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus Christ. Well, this is your friend and your apostle of prayer, Apostle James Brotnex. You know, I have been praying and helping God's people for over 36 years now. And I have seen Jesus. I did say Jesus. I have seen him raise individuals up off of their bed of affliction and heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And one thing I do know, that God is no respecter of person. Hallelujah. But he is a respecter of faith. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Listen to me. I want you to get ready to meet us this week in our miracle working blessing services here in the prayer chamber. Yes, it's church by phone every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Dial in and you will hear people from all over the world, just about every state. People are calling in and requesting prayer. We are praying and prophesying. The number is 318-754-0001. 318-754-0001. But here is Prophetess Gloria Johnson to give you a personal invite to Church by Phone.
This is the Canadian prophetess Gloria Joy Johnson, and this is the day that the Lord has made. I believe that there is a word for you on tonight that is going to literally change your situation and bring you into that covenant blessing that God has promised you. I believe that there's somebody watching me right now. God has spoken specifically in prophecy, in a dream, in a vision, and you know what he promised. And yes, God has been good to you, and yes, he has kept you. You've had and still have a roof over your head and food on your table, but there are some big things that God promised you. And it seemed like the enemy has done everything he can to discourage, even make it look like your enemies are riding over your head. But God told me to speak prophetically into your life and declare that God shall remember his promise, his covenant, that which he has spoken, he is also going to bring to pass. The devil has been coming against you, trying to attack your faith. Mother, you know that God has promised you complete healing. And yes, God has been good to you. But the enemy is trying to take your sight. And every once in a while, that vision gets so blurred, and the enemy tries to come against you with fear, the word of the Lord said, by his stripes you were healed. That's a promise. That one that is trying the best that you can to keep your head above water, the devil is trying to take your hope. The enemy is trying to steal the very house God gave you. You've tried to refinance. You've tried to borrow. And yet still, there's nothing. And you're getting closer and closer to the deadline. But I hear the word of the Lord say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then I hear in my spirit, in a loud voice, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's a promise. That's the word. Do you not know that I am able to deliver? I am able to set free. And I am able to make a way where there seems to be no way, saith the Lord. Yes, the enemy has been busy, but I'm still God. And I am still able to deliver, to set free, and I can make a way out of no way. Somebody, God spoke to you a covenant concerning your child, told you that daughter would never have to go through the things that you went through, and you see a relationship and it just doesn't look good, and you know where it's headed, but God is going to bring the breakthrough just like he said. Preacher, God spoke about the building, even gave you a vision of the design, and still the enemy has tried to block the finances and even cause you to wonder, Lord, did I hear you right? Because it seems as though the enemy is just blocking. But I heard the Lord say in my spirit, destiny delayed is not denied. And the Lord would speak and say, my child, don't give up. I'm still in the miracle business, and I will not lie. That which I have promised, I shall bring to pass, saith the Lord. I can see it. God will remember his promise. God shall remember his covenant. He is taking you into the land of blessing that he has spoken, and you shall say, my God, look what the Lord has done. Be not dismayed, saith the Lord. Be not dismayed. I am Alpha. I am Omega. I am the beginning There is none other, saith the Lord. I have not forgotten you, and I know what you are believing for. And not only that, I know what I've promised you. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. And I am telling you that the Lord has spoken and given me a word for you tonight. That one in business, that one you just know in your spirit that breakthrough is right there, right around the corner. You've been through so much, and it seemed like the devil is getting more and more desperate. They're fighting more and more on your job. They're coming against you, lying, stealing, trying to destroy. But God said, get ready for supernatural miracle breakthrough. Supernatural turnaround is coming. Irabahataya. And the Lord would speak unto thee and say, that which I have promised, I shall also perform. God said, he's bringing you into the land, into the promise, into the covenant, and the enemy knows it. That's why the devil has fought. That's why he has come against you. But God said, get ready, for I am the God that absolutely cannot fail. I have not forgotten you. I know what I've promised, and all you need is one miracle, favor. With one person, and the Lord would speak and say, I have the hearts of the king in my hand, saith the Lord, and I am bringing forth the miracle breakthrough just as I have spoken. My friend, I feel the Holy Ghost. I believe that the answer you need, the confirmation you need, that which you are believing God for, there is going to be an answer in the prayer chamber tonight. Miracles are taking place. Cancers have melted from people's body. People have come into the prayer chamber blind and left seeing, deaf and left the prayer chamber hearing. Ministries have exploded. Finances have come to pass. People are living in houses that they weren't before. And I believe that tonight is your night. And if you will join us in the prayer chamber, God is going to do what he said. Join Apostle Broadnax and myself tonight, Tuesday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Central, in the prayer chamber, 318-754-0001.
We thank you for tuning in to today's program, and we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road, here in Alexandria, Louisiana.